I would request that this matter be passed for today and then put back on the agenda for May 9th. Before going on vacation, I talked to Robin about doing it on May 1st, and then we thought that would not be enough advance notice. And I wrote the attorney who's requested the appeal that it would be considered on May 9th. And I miscommunicated with Robin about that, so
okay.
I would just request that we pass this today.
Well, so granted, May the 9th, we will place back on the agenda the notice of appeal by Librito LP, subdivision 0239, Christine Reese and William Gugno. Any further questions? Okay, Mr. Cates. Priced housing units, report on requests for proposals, RFPs, and final approval.
Nice.
Take your time.
Have a good day.
Step out.
Bill, you need one back that's organized. You need one back that's organized.
No, I'm fine.
You know, yours all come apart.
That were extra. No, I did. Thank you. Gentlemen, in the packet, the purpose of it is to review the three requests we had from developers on the RFPs that met the deadline. And in the packet, before we get to a little synopsis that I had on each project to review with you, we had a Exhibit A that the minimum standards accepted by each applicant. And then we have the income debt ratio of 30%, household income that the applicants would be eligible. And then from the total project, I took the top main pages for your review or information of each applicant RFP. Last Wednesday, Mr. Godwin, Lawrence Lang, Van Milligan, and myself reviewed all three RFPs and scored them. It was agreed that all three RFPs do meet the goals of the moderate price housing program, that they all provided moderate price housing program in their developments and provided mixed units throughout the developments. If the council accepted this, that would give 546 new moderate price housing units in Sussex County. I would like to take the time now to kind of review each applicant. It's in front of you, the first page. Project one is Lewis Investment Company, Belltown area. They've agreed to do 105 moderate price housing units. Tier B, which is a 25% density bonus, 20% would be moderate price housing from that 20% of the units, 526 total units. The valuation score was 78. Bonus score, we scored them two different ways. The bonus score comes from the amount of moderate price housing units that they're willing to give to the county. So they kind of scored on raw material, which the scores may seem kind of low, but a lot of that is they haven't been to planning and zoning for approval in State Plus yet. They have a lot of preliminary work, and some have already had comments, but they haven't had, which upon approval, if approval, they all still will be required to go through planning and zoning in State Plus. The purpose of this, if I may go back, is basically this would just enable them to go to planning and zoning, get an expedited review as made by the ordinance, and get their bonus density. At this time, that's all they would receive from this program. If for some reason they could not get planning and zoning review, State Plus, or any of the requirements that are met by the ordinance, then they would be disqualified or would have to change their application per our request. So they are in a bonus points 288. They are in an environmental sensitive development area, and the comprehensive plan, they're in level 2 and 3 throughout the state, state plan. Project 2, North Mountain Development Area, Mountain Area 16 and 30, 400 mile price housing units, 4,000 total units. That's over different phases, 15 years. But they will be building one-on-one mile price housing unit to their units each year, to market units. 10% from Project A, B, and C. So they will be covering all three tiers of the income guidelines of 80%, 100%, and 125% of medium income. So they will be covering their 80% also. Evaluation score 60, bonus score 860, because the amount of units they're willing to give to the county for this program or this program. Level 1 and 2, it's in the environmental sensitive development area. Some level 3, it's AR1. And it's in the Sussex County development area. So it does qualify. Applicant 3, Seacoast Investment, LLC, Route 113. It's the old Georgetown racetrack on 113. 41 mile price housing unit, total 163 units they're planning on building. 20% mile price housing units, 25% density bonus. They will be using all three tiers. They're single family build homes, which would go with the area, their evaluation score. The bonus score was 101. It is in level 3 and 4. It is in recommendation from the state that and possibly the county that it will be in the growth area. AR1, and they have applied for cluster division. One more thing I would like to add is all three applicants will be proceeding with proposals, whether it's approved by us here today or not. They're all three going with their proposals. The only difference would be they'll be all market rate, more likely.
Can you explain something to me?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get back on track with this. When I see 25% bonus density, mm-hmm. and in the next bullet it says 20% will be these moderately priced housing units. So they get a density that, like 5% on that first one project?
No, one. The
5% just...
For the 20, you can go 15.
In other words, we're not going to get 20. They got a 25% density bonus, but we're not going to get 25% of the moderately priced units. We're only going to get 20%.
Right, yes, sir.
Why don't we get
the
entire bonus density is not moderately priced?
That's how the tiers were set up as far as okay. the ordinance.
Okay, so we're not really getting, when we give the developer the bonus density for those moderately priced units, that whole bonus density is not moderately priced. Some of them are.
No, they will be at more likely market price. That is their benefit for joining the program along with expedited review. They guarantee the X number of.
Okay, on project 2, we're only out of the 25% bonus density, we're only getting 10%?
Yes, from all three tiers. Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And then in the third project,
mm-hmm.
it's not in the growth area?
Yes, sir.
So we're encouraging higher density in an area where we're trying to discourage growth from our land use plan?
That's why I have it in there. No, I mean, no, it's really out of the growth area, and that's why I made the point. It is in a good location. It's has been some preliminary work. It's in a system for a clustered subdivision. Talking to Lawrence when we scored them, and that's about it. I mean, it's not really within our guidelines what we'd like to see.
Tell us a little bit about that particular area. Is it a a rural area, or is it more residential?
Well, there's quite a bit of residential all the way around it. The racetrack's been there for I don't know how long, and they will be removed, and houses will be put there. They have talked to the town of Georgetown about going into their system. At this time, they can't because they're filled. But it's not agriculture, that it hasn't been for some time.
Well, the program's not to save agriculture. No. It's to help moderately priced housing.
Absolutely.
And the area generally is large lot zoning in that area.
Okay. Yeah. I'm not familiar with that, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, everything I've seen is large lot zoning out there.
But that's the projects, as I said, at this point, it's only going to the next step. If you want to wait and review them, that's, I mean, I'm not
what
sure.
What do we do? What do you expect us to do at this point?
We were hoping to get them to allow them to go to the next phase, which would be go through zoning and
you're just a vehicle allowing them to go to zoning.
We have to say yes, from what I understand, and then that will start the process as far as accelerating the application and all that kind of stuff. Is that right, Joe?
So
before we even have public hearings from the public and the agency reports and everything, though?
We're just giving them the ability to get in the system.
For the ordinance.
Yeah, they'll have to go through all the public hearings. That this doesn't...
It just speeds them up.
That's it.
I don't know why every developer wouldn't then throw a couple in there just to get thrown in the system. Pretty soon the system would be bogged down with everybody because everybody speeded up.
Well, our goal was to, in doing the RFPs, was that once we reviewed them, we would accept three. And that was pretty much how the committee felt all along. We got three only. We had a lot of calls and interests. Some couldn't get the basic information we needed. Some still want to go round two. This is round one. There is a lot more interest, and I agree with you. It is a developer's, you know, I can't believe that more, we didn't receive more.
Once they see how fast it goes through and how they get moved to the top of the heap, everybody's going to jump in whether they get them or not, because then if they get turned down, they've already gone through.
We can stop at any time if they get turned down.
If they get turned down, they're
if they get
go
turned
back
down, they still the only thing they'll get out of it is that expedited review.
Right.
You're right.
Well, that's what they want.
I agree, probably, but we had to give some bonus, and that's why we met a year on the committee.
All we've done is given bonuses.
But there's no guarantees. I mean,
no guarantee. If they fail from plus the state or our zoning, they're back of the line.
No, the project can be approved. With the planning zoning can approve the project and just take out the bonus density.
I don't think so.
You can adjust it. Right. No, it's not all or nothing.
You're probably right there.
And I know I'm right.
Lawrence probably could answer that.
Right. They don't have to give it all. They can give part of it. Mm-hmm. They still would be expedited.
Thank you, Lawrence.
They got nothing to lose. You'll have everybody in the system now, so you'll be bogged down again.
Well, the intent of RFPs, we would never take all of them. We would take the best three applicants or you know, announce next round and pick up some things that we probably missed this time.
Well, these are the only three we had.
Absolutely.
So we took three of the only three.
Right.
The only thing they're gaining is an expedited review.
That's it.
Which is
the commission, as you said, they could reduce the numbers. They had a history of doing that anyway.
Yeah.
In the public hearing process, whether it's an expedited application with moderate price housing or not, they can still reduce it.
Right.
That's why we have public hearings. The biggest gain would be
getting ahead of
getting 12 weeks versus 10
a year.
To 14 months.
But in return, we get.
They are going to apply.
But in return, we get 500.
You'll be all bogged down.
But in return, we get 546 developer subsidized, moderately priced homes.
And that's why the ordinance was passed to begin with, in my feeling. I mean,
Mr. Rogers.
That we were looking for moderate price, the way to do it. And as I stated, all three are going to do it anyway. But we're probably not going to get any moderate price housing units up.
Did you imagine when we started this process that we'd be looking at over 500 subsidized units today?
I mean, to me, no, and I didn't imagine it'd be this much work.
Once it takes place, you're going to need a separate office just to operate.
Right.
Yeah, it is. I've had probably 25 calls in the last since this. It was announced just RFP.
12 weeks versus 12 months, boys.
And we're under no obligation to put another request for proposal out there.
This could go for 18 months, which we call the trial period, which we can alter things for next time that we see that we need the committee to go back to work. If these are approved, we'll start to, once they go through zoning and approved, then we'll go back to work, start to set up the application for the applicants, the potential homeowners. We'll start to allow them to get in the system, and then we'll start to do the conveyance once approved to say that these units have to be moderately priced for 20 years.
Yeah, I agree with you. This is a pilot project. We'll go through and refine all the issues that are on the table before we even think about doing another request. So it's not as if there's going to be this onslaught of new applications, because we're just not going to put a request out, correct?
I think we put in there 18 months, you know, to review these before we come back for change the ordinance totally.
Mr. Stickles, I'd like to say something.
Yes.
Two of these applications are excellent for what we're looking for. If you see, I've seen the quality of the applications you're looking for. The Housing Authority brought the first one to us before we even looked at it. When you see the quality of this application, they're excellent, and we're what we're looking for. When you look at the type of housing we're looking for, the people we're going to provide the services, working in the outlets, working in the hospitals and schools, it's an excellent application. The third application is questionable, but you go out there and you talk to the people who live in that area, and you ask them if they want the housing or they want that racetrack that's been there since 1950, and you're going to get overwhelming support for that third application.
Bob, wait a minute. He just said all three applications are going to go through the process anyway.
Right.
So the racetrack is leaving, so it's not a choice between the racetrack or this application.
I don't know if the racetrack's leaving.
I think the comment was just made. All three of these are proceeding no matter what.
That racetrack's been leaving for we'll see if the racetrack leaves.
Right.
That racetrack keeps surfacing.
But you've couched it as it's either the racetrack or this. It's not.
We'll see, George. That racetrack has surfaced every 4 or 5 years. That racetrack comes back, bull riding and everything else, the go-kart racing and all. I'm telling you, what you got today and what you could have in the future would be much better than that racetrack or whatever else it comes with. We 2 years ago, it was the Four Tops, and we had those Bill Cosby and everything else has been there.
Hey, some of those houses built high so they could watch the race. I don't know.
Yeah, but
I know better than that.
Actually, when this ordinance was adopted, this 18-month trial period was built into it. So some of the arguments that we're hearing today are arguments that probably should have come out at the time we adopted the ordinance, because it did provide the bonus density, and after 18 months it gives council an opportunity to go back and modify the program if it chooses to do that. So what you're getting today is not something new. It's right in the ordinance.
Right.
Okay, gentlemen, you have any further questions?
Okay.
So we need to get permission for them to move forward. Is that
you
what
got a motion, Phil?
I don't have a written one, but the basic motion would be to
go ahead.
Accept the three RFP requests to move forward with a moderate price housing program to start the next phase going through zoning and plus.
I'll make that motion, Mr. President.
I'll second it.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to basically allow the three applications explained by Mr. Placates to go to the next step of the program. So this is by no means approval. It's just a vehicle to get it to the next step. And you've mentioned them all three. Is there any questions on the motion, gentlemen?
No.
Like I said, you're only voting to allow the moderately priced housing units from the three RFPs to go to the next step. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Well, I didn't really think too much of the program, because again, it looks to me like the solution to our housing problem is additional density. And when I look at the two of the applications, they're both in the environmentally sensitive developing district, which has got all the infrastructure problems with traffic and other issues, and plus the quality of the water and the bays and everything else. So to keep adding it there, I think the environmentally sensitive district should be exempt from this, and we ought to be looking at other development districts where affordable housing is probably, this is not affordable housing, I'm sorry, it's moderately priced housing. We need more of this on the western side of the county. So these two are just, again, developers, an avenue to get more density, to expedite the process, and I think it's, again, it's feel-good stuff, and we should be requiring the developers to put these units in and not adding additional burden. So I'm going to vote no.
Mr. Phillips.
Be consistent with my...
It appears that this is a good first step in requiring developers to provide a subsidy for moderate-priced housing. It's a win-win in such that the developers are subsidizing this this cost. At the same time, they are being provided a very modest increase in density and an expedited process. As Mr. LeCate said, I don't think anyone could have imagined that today we'd be looking at over 500 units in a voluntary program, but we are, and I think it's a great testament to the committee that put together this program, Mr. Cates' leadership, and the council's vision. I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
Again, I did vote for the ordinance, and I think it is something that will allow, it's certainly going to be just like everything else we do up here. Sometimes we're just guessing, and hopefully it will work. And I think the committee did an excellent job as far as research. I think the building of the buffer zone for the 18 months is built in to see if we have done the right thing in all the visions. Again, I think I was really surprised to see this many people step forward because there's some places that do not, you know, that have it voluntary. Nobody steps forward and it sits there. I think we should certainly hold off on taking any more applications till we see, work out any problems that we might have, and hopefully we won't have many. But my vote is yes. Thanks, Bill.
Mr. Dukes.
It meets our ordinance that we passed. Whether it's good or bad, we'll know in the next 18 months, I presume. However, it meets the ordinance, and I take the recommendation of the committee, which I think did a good job in presenting this to us today, and my vote would be yes.
I think it'd be 2, if not 3 years this August, I wrote a memorandum to Mr. Stickles asking for some type of, I said, affordable housing, and a committee was formed, and because of his duties, you took over the helm there, and you had a committee from all walks of life that really scrutinized this program inside and out, and if it was some holes in it, that group would have found it, I believe, and I'd like to still see us continue on with that same committee to go to, well, Mr. Cole and I was speaking of the affordable housing, that void in there that's above the Section 8 or things. But also, this does not provide a total approval. You can stop it at any time. And so it's not where we just pass the blanket ordinance where everybody can file and get what they desire. That's not the case here. And we need a pilot to see how it works. And where these things are located, except for number 3, are basically around the town centers that state planning has been encouraging us not to go and, you know, stop the sprawl and get it in more of the development areas. So I think it's a good vehicle to start to move forward. And I have no doubt when you're at the helm, it's going to be managed very tightly like you do the CBDG money. And so my vote would be yes. Thank you, Mr. LeCates. Steve Maston, Director of Economic Development, Airport Hangar Site Leases.
Thank you. Good morning. Making